fighting to combat tyranny, one state at a time, starting with Wisconsin. This is the Badger State Resistance Podcast, brought to you by Liberty and Freedom.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Badger State Resistance. My name is Dan, and I'll be your host today. You know, I got any emails asking if I've died and done the world a favor. No. But thanks for the email. You know, it means a lot to me. I've been on vacation from my retirement, which has been, you know, well, you need a vacation from vacation sometimes. So I've been on vacation and now we're going again, it seems like, here in a week or two. So we'll have to see. But anyways, and then, of course, Justin and Lee, they've taken some time off to spend with family, and that's great. They should. They're young men, young families, and that's what they should do. I mean, because we have a hectic time coming. Not to say that things aren't all that hectic. And then you wonder, well, why, Dan? Why'd you turn on the damn mic? Well, apparently I haven't been pissing people off enough, so I thought I would. And for all you pro-Palestine, let them pray folks, and you know, and then all you guys that are pissed off about the funding that's going to Israel, allow me to say the following. Excuse me. Piss on you guys that are pro-Palestinian and you know, and let them pray, you know, at the universities. Hell, I think that rubber bullets and, you know, pepper spray and, you know, and everything else should be utilized. And, you know, and then throw all your asses in prison. Now, you deserve the right to free expression. But when you take over campuses, I'm sorry, you're just terrorists, okay? You're just terrorists. So that's what I think about you guys. Then, for all you guys that are worried about the funding that's going there, we can't afford it. No, we can't. We can't. But you know what? I guess I'm all for it. I really am. And let me tell you why. You see, what was it? 31 U.S. citizens killed on October 7th by these Hamas SOBs, and then a bunch captured and used as their hostages, and some have probably died, you know, during that time. Oh, but Dan, most of those people have dual citizenship, and they're Jews, so let the Israelis take care of it. Well, no. You see, there should be a benefit of being a U.S. citizen. There should be. I mean, it doesn't happen that way because we have a shitty government. We've had a shitty government for a long time. You screw with one of us, and we all will come after you. Is the way it should be. But we're full of traitors in our country. We are. Politicians that, you know, have lost their, you know, their ball sacks. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, women who don't know that they're women, so, you know, they can't make a decision, you know. So, you know, the female politicians, they think they're guys, so they don't have a ball sack either, I guess. I don't know. But the fact is that we've had U.S. citizens killed, all right, by this terrorist group. And others taken as hostages and probably tortured and who knows what else. And what? Oh, God, we need a third party to, you know, mediator. Well, okay, in the beginning, you know, to get them back. It's been 6 months. All right? And we still have, you know, missing U.S. citizens. That doesn't mean that, you know, that we need to go in there and bomb the hell out of them. All right? Well, I guess we should. All right? And then anybody that interferes with that, all right, like Hezbollah, yeah, bomb the shit out of them too. All right, and then if Iran wants to send some shit. Yeah, don't just shoot down their missiles and drones and whatever. You know, say, hey, blow the hell out of them too. All right? You know? And then Israel should take every freaking firearm that they've captured from Hamas, every bomb, every grenade, anything, all right, that Hamas has, that's been purchased by Iranian money. Well, I shouldn't say that, because, you know, they get money from everybody, from the U.S. government, they get it from the U.N., from everybody out there that donates to these terrorists, all the other countries. But anyways, regardless, take every one of those firearms and sneak them into Iran and give it to every militia group out there that wants it. All right? That's anti the Iranian government. All right? Yeah, just give it to them. Say, hey, do what you want with it. All right? That's just me. But I'm a nice guy. You know, that way, you know, it's a fair fight. You know, since they're afraid to use the power that the United States has with its military, all right, to go in and get the job done. All right? There's no reason why Israel should be going at this on the ground alone. All right? Germany should be involved. They have hostages or people that were killed. France, you know, us. I mean, a dozen countries or more. All right? They should all be in there saying, you know what? You killed our citizens. You're done. You're done. So if the best we can do is send them money, you know what? Send it. You know, what's an American life worth? All right? What's it worth to many of you? Obviously nothing. Obviously nothing. Me? I don't know what American life is worth. But it's not worth shit when it comes to this administration. And, you know, at least half or more of the country doesn't mean shit until you are in the shitter. Then your life is, oh God, I wish they'd come and get me. But why should they? You didn't give a damn about your fellow Americans. All right? The ones that were murdered, raped and then murdered. All right? The children that were taken. The elderly that were taken. I mean, you didn't give a shit about any of them. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, send them more money. You know, I really don't give a damn. All right? We won't protect ourselves. We won't protect our own. So, you know what? Send them money. At least give it to somebody with a set of balls. All right? I mean, if you won't... I mean, what? 31 killed on the first, what, day or two? Something like that? American citizens killed by Hamas, and we did nothing. Nothing. Until now, we're sending them some money. Yeah, we help them with, you know, some rockets and shit like that when Iran attacked. But, you know, nothing. So what is an American life worth? Oh, well, damn, we're too busy. We have an election coming up, and we got to make sure Trump don't win. Oh, God, we need to make sure that Biden don't win. Well, I don't know. You know, I hope Biden loses. He didn't give a shit about Americans. You know, Trump, I think he does. I think he does care about Americans. You know, now whether or not he'd have gone in there and blown the shit out of them, I don't know. But I don't think he'd be sitting on his ass as much as Biden is. All right? Worried that he's going to offend a lot of these college pieces of shit. All right? Let them pray. They've never given a shit about anybody's religious rights. All right? And now all of a sudden, boy, they're worried about, you know, somebody praying. Now, do you get how stupid this sounds?
All right?
Well, no, Dan. I mean, it sounds pretty normal for folks that don't know what a woman is and think there's 7,000 genders. Or is it 8,000 by now? All right? Now it's all of a sudden, you know, a time of year, you know, they identify as fall or summer. You know, I would say they're all, you know, Arctic winter. Because they're brain dead. All right, they should all identify as Arctic winter. Because they're brain dead. Not because they're cold people. You know, they're just brain dead. They're stupid. All right? And we're stupid because we don't insist on our government protecting our U.S. citizens. Our own. When they're attacked by terrorists. No. Always reaching out to others. Oh, God, you know, we need, Arabs need to take care of Arab problems. Well, shit, they don't get along half the time between themselves. You know? They don't. You know? Why are we not saying, hey, you know what? Any Palestinian that would like to leave, there's a boat to Yemen and to Iran. You know, get on it. Yemenis will be saying, oh, shit, no. And they'll be firing missiles at those refugees, and Iran will be sending drones because they don't want them either. But, I mean, we should at least give them the option. Why isn't the international community saying, hey, look, you know, you take them. Nobody else wants them. Hell, they don't want themselves. All right? You know, oh, God, but you're not looking at all the people that the Israelis have killed, Dan. You're just not thinking. Well, okay. You know, people have died. But you don't know how many combatants have died because, you know, Hamas hasn't released that. They, you know, they're all innocent people. So at the end of the day, you know, you know, no combatant has been killed. No Hamas person has been killed as far as their numbers are concerned. The numbers that Hamas releases. You don't know. You know, and I'm sure the numbers are inflated anyways. You know, for the weak-minded on our college campuses. So that they can digest these crazy numbers. You know? The Me Too movement, oh, God, you know, unless you're, you know, Israeli, you know, women's, where the hell are feminists? Well, they're more worried about the transgender because they need those folks in their midst because their numbers are going down. A lot of women are waking up. They still have the dumbasses at the universities. You know, the dumbass guys looking to try and get laid on the universities by, you know, hanging out with those kind of women. You know, so they kill babies. They're dumber than dumb when it comes to, you know, world events. They can give a shit about your religious rights, but now all of a sudden they're worried about, you know, letting people pray. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. So, me, hey, you know what? Send them more. Send them more. I mean, hell, send them more. More money for Israel. Because the U.S. won't take care of their own. You know? They won't. I'm sure I'll get my share of emails. And that's fine. I'll respond to every one of you, or just about every one of you. But, you know, I just don't care. I, you know, every day I believe less and less. Well, I don't think much of our government. Let's put it that way. I don't. I don't think much of our citizens. Not all of them, of course. But a huge, huge number of our fellow citizens. I mean, I would trade them. I would do, I mean, they're unhappy here. They need to be traded to a country that they would be happy in. You know, I think all the transgenders that are, you know, for the, you know, let them pray and, you know, and Allah's, you know, for diversity, you know, folks. I mean, send them, you know, to those countries so that they could be happy, you know, and the rest of the idiots. I mean, I talk to young people from many countries just because of where I live. It's a tourist area, so people come in from many countries. All right, and then I see what I see on TV of our young university students, and they're dumb compared to these people that I talk to that are the same age. They're dumb. Our young are dumb. You know, they're dumb. So trade them. Trade them. There's so many people would like to come into the country legally. Trade them. All right. I mean, we've got way too many issues. Immigration, you know? I mean, what the hell? Illegal immigration, I should add. What the hell? You know? And then these polls. Oh, you know, if Trump is, you know, 2 points, 5 points, 3 points, he should be 100 points ahead. But it just goes to show how many morons we have in our country. We really do. You know? I mean, I don't understand how a Democrat can win an election. And they will. There'll be Democrats that win re-election. Because of our fellow Americans. Who really shouldn't be fellow Americans. All right? I mean, because they're dumbasses. So send in Israel money. Send them missiles. I don't care. Send them a bunch of shit because we won't take care of our own. All right? We won't. We won't kill the folks that killed ours. Our folks. So, you know what? Hey, thank you, Israel, from me. All right? May you kill more Hamas pieces of shit as the days go on. All right? Because we won't do it. We won't take care of our own. Anyways, short podcast, 1848, bsrdan@gmail.com. Take care, and, you know, get back to you once I get back from my vacation, my other vacation coming up.